A red bone is it's a mixture of Indian and Spanish primarily. Sometimes a little black in there. But they're most unusual people. And they're mean as hell. And the temper is something else. And to say, if you go in a place like a nightclub and say, bunch of red bones in there, well, you better get out of there.
I've heard that term before. Someone defined it as meaning someone kind of from the country, sort of a rough character.
Well, that's true. That's true. What's that, Beth?
Excuse me.
What you want?
I'm going to
abortion. I don't think I had any money on me. You should have asked me before. I don't have a cent. Tell your mother, take this check and go cash it.
Okay, no. I'll just borrow
it. They're working on something. Well, they are very rough, crude, uneducated. I don't know how to explain it.
How did the term red come in? Because of the Indian? It sounds like
raw bone. Yeah, red bone, I don't know. But they're so distinctive and characteristic. You can spot one just a mile away. Can you take this check and cash it, Joe?
Oh.
And then I owe you another check. This is my wife, Joanne. And I don't know your full name.
What, Martha? How you? She's going to borrow Kenny's money.
Okay, and then I owe you some money, too.
You sure do.
You're getting this all recorded, whether you know it or not. Would you like some coffee?
Would you like a little coffee or lemonade?
Yeah, a little coffee.
I'll have some coffee too, Joe, if you don't mind.
What's up? I've heard something about mulattoes here. Is that a distinct? I got the impression.
Natchitoches Parish is one of the few places in the world where we have a colony of mulattoes, where these people, that's a white, half white and half black. All right, but this started back, it's a long, long story. Melrose Plantation down on Cane River was originally owned by the slave of St. Denis, the man who founded Natchitoches in 1714. It was sent here by the French government.
I won't interrupt you. Would you like some cake?
Nothing.
You don't want
to? No. Okay. All right, he freed her. Mm-hmm. She was a very industrious person. And she was one of the few free. She started a colony of mulattoes. All right, her children. She had a lot of children, but her children were slaves. You see, and she set out to free them, and she eventually got all of them freed through hard work by buying them back. See, buying them herself, and then freeing them because she was a free person. All right. We're going back way back, see, to 1730. All right, on through about 1820, along in there, there were 2,000 or 3,000 of these mulattoes congregated around this area called Albertville. They were all Catholics, devout Catholics, and they still are. They all, most of them speak French to this day. They never associated with white people. They never associated with black people. They had their own little community. And it evolved beautifully. But what happened was they owned their own slaves, blacks. See? They had big plantations. They traveled to Europe. They did all these things like the white people did, but they never did mix. And they even imported men and boys to marry their young girls from other places.
It had to be mulatto.
Yes. Yes. Isn't this ironic?
Did you have a lot of inbreeding?
That's why they did it. That's why they brought them in from elsewhere, so they wouldn't have any inbreeding. See?